Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
For much of the past decade, the Pride flag has dominated the month of June. Meanwhile, anti-Americanism and other radical agendas have gained momentum. But this summer, the tide is turning with a wave of red, white, and blue. This June, many businesses chose to forego the rainbow flag altogether and bought into the patriotic spirit. With America's 250th birthday just around the corner, patriotic bunting, light displays, and banners adorn neighborhoods and businesses with an extravagance that outdoes anything America has experienced in recent years. You can't escape it. America 250 is the theme of the summer. As we approach our nation's 250th birthday, we are grateful as we consider God's faithfulness to our nation. While many look at our nation with despair, we believe that America 250 has brought out the best in our nation. Beyond a surge in patriotism, America 250 celebrations have already encouraged many Americans to join together in prayer for our nation. On May 17th, thousands gathered on the National Mall and many more gathered in churches and homes across the nation to pray for our nation and rededicate America to God. Additionally, in April, over 3 million viewers turned into the historic week-long scripture reading event hosted at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. While we encourage everyone to enjoy the long weekend and wholeheartedly celebrate this landmark Independence Day, we must remember that America 250 isn't just an opportunity to throw the biggest party of the decade. America 250 reminds us of our Christian heritage and God's continued faithfulness to our nation. 250 years ago, our nation began with 56 delegates signing the Declaration of Independence. Many of these men were deeply religious, and their Christian worldview profoundly shaped the founding of our nation. From the steadfast faith of the Pilgrims to the prayerful leadership of the drafters of the Constitution, our nation's beginning overflows with the faith of our founders. Although none were perfect, many of our founders lived out a vibrant faith in Jesus Christ. While they demonstrated passion for their country, they also recognized their duty to a higher power. When he served as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army, future President George Washington encouraged his troops, saying, "While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of religion. To the distinguished character of the patriot, it should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of Christian." The signal instances of providential goodness have now almost crowned our labors with complete success, demand from us in a particular manner the warmest returns of gratitude and piety to the supreme author of all good, end quote. America 250 should draw us back to the faith of our founders. Washington and other founders recognize that our ultimate identity is not as Americans, but as citizens of a heavenly kingdom. Our founders' firm reliance on God stabilized our fledgling nation through the Revolutionary War. The unsteady years of the Articles of Confederation and the hot disputes that marked much of the Constitutional Convention. In each circumstance, faith profoundly shaped our founders' vision for America. Sadly, in many ways, our culture has drifted far away from our godly heritage. But America 250 calls us back to our godly beginnings and encourages us to remain vigilant in our fight for life, marriage, family, and religious liberty in Wisconsin. But most importantly, America 250 should encourage us to make an eternal impact on our nation. This impact begins not in the halls of government, but in the homes and churches throughout our nations as Christians boldly share the gospel to their friends, neighbors, and family. That's why Wisconsin Family Council's efforts to inspire the church through our Church Ambassador Network works to connect pastors with their legislators and to equip churches and pastors to face the unique challenges of their region. We believe that a transformed Wisconsin and America begins when people rightly and accurately value Jesus. This week, let America 250 be your reminder to thank God for his goodness to our nation, to pray for his continued blessings, and to share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone around you. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner wishing you a happy Independence Day and reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.